Last week, I had a chance to spend some time with a friend of mine, grandson, who is 2 years old. And we were outside looking up at the sky. He pointed out the birds, and there was an airplane in the sky. And as we looked up at the sky, I said to him, I said, say hello to God. He's up there. And he looked back at me, and he looked back up at the sky. I said, yeah, God is up there. Say hello to God. And he looked back at me again, and he looked up at the sky. He said, hello, God. And then he reached both of his hands up. He said, I got God. I said, you got God. And he reached his hands up again. He said, and put his hands close to his chest. And he said, I got God. I said, you know what, baby, as long as you got God, he will always be with you. Okay. And he said, okay. And I thought to myself, gosh, we need to remember that when we are facing our stressful times, we have to remember, I got God. Why? Because God says, if you trust in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding and all your ways submit to him, he will make your path straight. Remember, when you're losing hope, you got to remember, I got God. Because God says all you need is the faith the size of a mustard seed. And with that faith, and you can say to the mountain, move from here to there and it will move. When you're going through your times when you are afraid, remember, I got God. Why? Because God says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. So all I'm saying today is we all have our times of hurt, of loneliness. Sometimes we may want to throw in the towel, but if we can just look up as that two-year-old did with his hands up and reach up and say, I got God. And when you got God, you know that he would do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or even think. So whatever you're going through today, remember, you got God. And as long as you got him, he says he would never leave you nor forsake you. And that's your moment.